ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During SpringFest, make your landscape stand out with three free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy three. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Have you ever experienced something so dark, so evil, so to speak, that you chose to never return to the area where that darkness resided? Could be a person, it could be something that you don't even know, a presence in a location that seems to just simply bring out the worst or bring out a side in people that really isn't even a part of them. Uses them as a vessel for its own disgusting goals or whatever it's doing. And that's the thing. There's such a confusion factor that goes on with things like that, that you don't know what it's doing or why it's doing it. Have you ever been in that situation? Hopefully not. In our next story, we hear about a family moved into what should have been a beautiful oceanside home. They loved it, having a good time. But then the personality of one of the people in the relationship, one of the people there, suddenly changed dramatically, and almost became a danger to the family. And they got out of it, but could they ever go back to the place that seemed to cause this takeover to happen? As we talk about in our next story, take a listen. This incident happened last year and is one of the eeriest incidents ever experienced by me. My close friend Manish dabbles a bit in the field of the occult. Since his childhood days, he has this gift whereby he can sense paranormal activities with amazing accuracy. His parents were earlier worried about this, but have now come to terms with it. Manish has channeled this gift of his very well to help people having trouble with ghosts and other paranormal events. He does not expect monetary benefit out of the services rendered to clients. I've accompanied Manish out of sheer curiosity to some of his clients, and this incident is one of them. Manish received a call from a person called Mr. Norla, asking him for his help. His son, Rohit, who had recently returned from the U.S. with his wife and a 4-year-old daughter, was experiencing weird occurrences in his new home. Manish fixed up an appointment with Mr. Norla at his house, and we reached there as planned. Mr. Norla greeted us warmly, and we sat down in his spacious living room, where he related his harrowing experience to us. Mr. Norla was an elderly man who had led a comfortable life working at a high position in the Indian Railways all his life. He retired a couple of years back and lived with his wife. Money was never a concern with him, and he wanted his son Rohit to have the best possible education available. That's why Mr. Narla had sent his son to the U.S. to complete his post-graduation in computer engineering from one of the best universities there. In the U.S., Rohit met a girl called Rochelle, a fellow student, and fell in love with her. Going against his parents' wishes, he went ahead, married her, and settled in the U.S. Mr. Narla, however, reconciled with his son after the birth of Rohit's daughter, Anita. He wanted his son to come back to India and live with them. It was a tough decision for Rohit, considering that both he and Rochelle were well settled in the U.S. Rochelle was incredibly supportive, and they decided to return to India. Rohit initially stayed with his parents, but once he got a job, they decided to purchase a new house. The house which they purchased was a beautiful one with a sea-facing view. Rochelle and Rohit were incredibly happy to have such a beautiful house at such a throwaway price. They, however, did not realize what was in store for them. Initially, everything was fine, but then things started to happen. The first incident. One night, Rohit woke up at around 1 a.m. and found that his wife was not in bed. He looked around and found her on their terrace. She was in some sort of a trance, staring blankly at the dark sky above with an eerie smile on her face. He shook her, and she came out of the trance-like state. Rochelle had no recollection of her getting out of bed. Rohit, though concerned, confronted Rochelle by telling her that she might have been sleepwalking. But Rochelle was sure that she had never sleptwalked, ever in her life. Both subsequently forgot about it and got along with their daily routine. Then something strange happened, which scared Rohit out of his wits. Rohit had to attend a late-night dinner meeting with one of his clients and came home around 1 a.m. He was surprised to find the door open. Surely Rochelle would not be so careless to leave the front door open at night. Fearing for the safety of Rochelle and his daughter, Anita, he quickly entered the house and called Rochelle. All he heard was a low scream coming from his daughter's bedroom, and it seemed like Anita's. He quickly went inside and was horrified to find his daughter crouched in one of the corners of the room, and Rochelle sitting close and staring at Anita with the same blank expression and the eerie smile on her face. Rohit shouted at Rochelle, which again brought her out of the trance. Again, Rochelle did not have any recollection of anything that had happened. Anita, scared out of her wits on seeing her mother in such a state, was crying inconsolably. Anita told Rohit that she was tucked into bed, as usual, by Rochelle at around 10:30 p.m. and left alone in the room. She was fast asleep when someone shook her vigorously, literally throwing her down from her bed. She saw that it was her mother, but it could not be, she thought, for the woman in front of her was cursing her in a language which she had never heard in her life. The woman, her mother, was speaking loudly like a madwoman, laughing and crying at the same time. Her voice seemed different, and her long hair all over her face. This was just 10 minutes before Rohit stepped in the house, which probably saved the kid from suffering any further harm. Without further ado, he sent her off to his grandparents' place the very next morning. In the next few days, Rohit found his wife very aloof and withdrawn, a marked change from her generally bubbly and extroverted personality. She hardly spoke to him. Rohit informed his parents about it, and he planned to take her to his psychiatrist as soon as possible. Then the final terrifying change in Rochelle began. The same night Rohit spoke to his parents, he found Rochelle missing from her bed. She was in Anita's empty room, standing right below the ceiling fan, staring at it. Rohit went near her and tried to wake her. Rochelle gave him an icy stare and immediately started abusing him in Urdu, screaming at the top of her lungs and throwing things about. Gathering his wits, Rohit immediately locked her in the room, got one of his neighbors, and tied her to the bed. She was overly aggressive for some time, but calmed down subsequently and fell into a deep slumber. Thinking it might be a case of split personality, she was immediately shifted to a hospital and was subjected to thorough checks by the doctors. They could find nothing wrong with her. And all while she was in the hospital, there was no trace of the aggressive trait that she had shown earlier. Immediately after she was discharged and sent home, the aggressive behavior started again. One important thing that was going on with this personality change occurred intermittently. It did not occur every day and would happen suddenly when you'd least expect it. frustrated at the inability of the doctors to provide him with a conclusive answer, Rohit had asked his father to contact Manish, who was known to them through an acquaintance. As planned, Manish and I reached Rohit's place late in the evening, since we wanted to get a first-hand look at the changes which were happening to Rochelle. Rochelle looked extremely sick and was bedridden. Rohit was very worried and tired since he had not slept the last couple of days. Apart from them, there was a housekeeper along with Mr. Nerla in the house. Anita and her grandmother stayed back at Mr. Nerla's place. From the time we entered the house, I saw a troubled look on Manish's face. I immediately knew that we were in for a tough time ahead. He was concentrating hard as if to locate the exact cause of the problem, and from the looks of it, he seemed close. Then something unexpected happened, which still gives me nightmares. We were in the living room, and we suddenly heard a loud noise in little Anita's bedroom. We immediately rushed to find Rochelle standing on Anita's bed. She had tied one of the bed sheets lying nearby to the ceiling fan, fastened the other end into a noose, put her head into it, and was trying to hang herself. This was very creepy. Regaining our composure, Rohit, Manish, and I immediately pulled her down, lifted her, and put her back in her bed. All the while, she was abusing us and kicking about and trying to free herself. She did so with such tremendous power that it took three of us to subdue her. She was tied firmly to her bed. Manish then asked everyone except me to leave the room. Once we were alone, he took Rochelle's hand in his and started chanting a holy mantra, a hymn. He was concentrating extremely hard. It seemed to work as it seemed to calm her down initially, but suddenly I found Manish sweating profusely. He was finding it difficult to get words out of his mouth. The evil entity within Rochelle was clearly winning the battle. Something happened in the next split second, which I cannot describe even to this day. I got up and tried to pull Manish away from Rochelle. I had to use all my strength since it was now the evil entity that was holding on to Manish, as if it were sucking the life out of him. With great difficulty, I managed to separate them and get Manish out of the room. Manish fainted immediately once we were out. But being the strong man that he is, Manish recovered within half an hour. He got up and immediately asked everyone to vacate the house without losing any more time. The task in front of us was to get Rochelle out of bed, leave the house alone. The entity within Rochelle resisted with all its strength, but somehow this time Manish seemed to have the upper hand. With great difficulty, we got her out of the house and to Mr. Nerla's place. There was a lot of commotion in the building, but nothing except Rochelle's safety seemed to matter at that time. Once out of the house, Rochelle immediately calmed down. It seemed as if the holder of the evil entity on her was waning. She had calmed down fully by the time we reached Mr. Nerla's place and was deep in slumber by the time we left. Manish assured the Nerlas that there was nothing to worry about now, that everything would be fine. He promised to come over again the next day, thus ending an exhausting but eventful day for Manish and me. We went to Mr. Nerla's place the next morning and found the whole family relieved, with Rochelle resting peacefully. Manish's explanation? He had immediately felt the presence of some evil entity as soon as he entered the house. He could also make out that it was the spirit of a woman that had possessed Rochelle. The spirit initially managed to overpower him because it was around 3 a.m. at the time, and perhaps its power was at its peak. He was happy at my quick thinking, which enabled him to separate himself from the evil force without suffering any harm. He's probably able to hold back the entity next time around, probably since it was nearing dawn and the power of the evil on Rochelle was on the wane. He told us that Rochelle had been saved from certain death that day. He also warned the Nerlas never to venture into that house again, as we'd only temporarily subdued the spirit and not finished it. Rohit wept inconsolably and thanked us for saving Rochelle's life. Manish and I made some inquiries later and found that a Muslim couple had been living there prior to Rohit and Rochelle. The lady had committed suicide by hanging herself because of her husband's infidelity in the same room, which incidentally was little Anita's bedroom. The husband hushed up the matter using his contacts with the police and immediately left the place. Therefore, Rohit had got the place at such a throwaway price. We checked on the Nerlas after a couple of months. Rochelle was doing fine and had found herself a job, too. No incident had happened after that night. Rohit, too, had assumed work and they were still staying with their parents. Little Anita was happy to be with her grandparents, and so were the Rohit's parents. As for the haunted apartment, it's still lying vacant and deserted. Rohit resisted all temptation to sell it, saying he did not wish to put someone else through the same ordeal as himself. What happened to the entity in the house? No one had the courage to go there again. Your guess is as good as mine. Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.